The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. About 10 years ago when I started this podcast, one of the first guys I ever interviewed was Michael Ahmet. Here we are almost 10 years later. He's back on the show. And you just played Heavy Montreal, Michael, with Arch Enemy. I thought you brought the house down. The best crowd response of the day, for sure. I'm not just kissing your ass, too. That's a fact.
No, we've been told that, yeah. I mean, I was checking. It seems like we had a bigger crowd than most bands today on that stage.
You did.
So, yeah, it's fantastic support. We're very excited. And it's hometown gig for our lead singer, Elisa. And it's a good feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was cool to hear her talking French to the audience and
stuff. Yeah, I have no idea what she was talking about.
me neither. You're out on the Summer Slaughter tour, and that's a very diverse bunch of bands on that tour. Is the audience accepting the diversity?
I'm not entirely sure about that. You know, we have our fans that would probably never get into some of the other bands on the bill, and vice versa. You know, it's not really like a really metal tour, you know. I don't really know how to define what some of the other bands are playing. It's like from a different scene, you know. But as it's kind of diverse, like you said.
Yeah.
And we're obviously Arch Enemy is much more heavily rooted in traditional metal, thrash and heavy metal, with mixed, you know, some death metal elements in there as well. So it's kind of a different thing.
Right on. And War Eternal, over a year old at this point. Are you already thinking about new music, or is that still a ways off?
Thinking about it, you know, I mean, there are bits and pieces of new music on our phones and stuff. We wrote something backstage in Taiwan that's particularly fantastic.
Really cool.
Yeah, and then we, you know, stuff on the bus. We got these travel guitars. We got guitars on the bus, backstage, hotel rooms.
Right.
Wherever, you know, and we just mess. You know, I'm having a great time with our new guitar player, Jeff Loomis, and just jamming on stuff. And I've written a couple of songs that I demoed with our drummer when we had a break at home recently that might end up being, like, you know, real songs for Arch Enemy. But, you know, it's kind of just fragments, you know, it's bits and pieces. And I think we'll be looking at that more carefully next year.
You know, Arch Enemy, through the years, has had kind of an evolving lineup of people in and out of the band. You're the one consistent. You know, Charlie's been there a while, but you've been there since the beginning. Do you envision this lineup staying solid for a while? How are you feeling about the current lineup?
I hope so. I always hope that, you know. It feels like now we have a really good chemistry, and everybody's very dedicated and realistic and just not afraid to go out there and get their hands dirty and do the work that's needed. And yeah, it feels great right now. The atmosphere is fantastic, on stage and off stage, which is, the latter is probably more important, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, we travel a lot. You know, when we go out on the road, when we release a new album with Arch Enemy, we're fortunate enough to have a worldwide fan base where it takes us about 2 years to go around the world a few times and play in front of everybody that wants to see us. And that's a fantastic position to be in as a band. But at the same time, it takes its toll, and you can really, that's the true test, isn't it? If it's gonna work out between people, when you shove them in a tour bus or any kind of, you know, tight environment like that, it's interesting.
Right.
But we're having a great time.
Good. good. Now, you're a Dean guitar guy. You have numerous signature models with Dean.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to ask you about another Dean guitar guy. I actually did a bunch of stuff with him this summer. Michelangelo Badio. Are you familiar with Michael at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And just such a unorthodox style of playing. Are you a fan of his playing?
I don't really know his playing that well, to be honest. Right. I don't think I've ever seen him play. I know he had a band Nitro in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not really, I haven't really followed. I'm not really a fan of like hyper shredding guitar playing. I'm more more a melodic guy. My favorites are Michael Schenker and those kind of things. Yeah, more melodic stuff. And I try to put that into the context of the thrash death approach. You know, I grew up also with Megadeth, Slayer. Early Metallica, that's kind of where I started playing. But also with UFO and Scorpions is probably my favorite band of all time. And Scorpions, and Black Sabbath, and
right on.
You know, so I like a lot of melody and solid riff, like quality guitar parts. I'm not really like, if you listen to an Arch Enemy song, we do not really have any true death metal riffs.
Right.
You know, but people call us, you know, I just call it sped up like heavy metal, basically with a. Right. We have growling vocals, very fast parts, very fast drumming. But if you really broke it down, if you picked up a guitar and started playing what we're playing, you'd say, well, actually, this could be something off a Dokken album. Yeah. I don't know. It's very much, but it's very intense, you know. And I want that energy of thrash and death metal in there. A lot of it's very, very melodic, highly melodic, and a lot of harmonies and stuff like that, yeah.
Now, your brother, last time I interviewed you, I think it was you and your brother. He's no longer with the band again. He's been in and out of the band numerous times. How's he doing? Is he doing okay?
He's doing great. Yeah, he's living in New York, actually. And he's
oh, wow.
He's been living there for a few years. And he's coming out to the show in a couple of nights, next week, I guess. Yeah.
Okay,
New York City,
yeah. Wednesday night in New York, Sunday in New Jersey.
Yeah, the Webster or something.
Yeah, Webster Hall, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and you're at the Starland Ballroom in New Jersey. Anyways, it's always great catching up with you. And again, excellent set today.
Well, thank you very much.
And always looking forward to new music by you guys. It sounds we're a little ways out from that, though. But
I'm going into the studio to do an album with my Spiritual Beggars band in September, actually.
Cool.
So I'm doing that in between. And, you know, I can't sit still. I got to keep going.
Right.
We have a six-week break from Arch Enemy touring. So I booked some studio time.
Nice. Well, that's exciting.
Something keeps me out of trouble.
Right on. Cool. Thank you, Michael.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.